He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from my home studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are on episode 186. We are certainly gearing up to go to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show 2015. That starts on January 6th and runs through the 9th. So I'll be bringing you a little bit more on that next week. We will be doing some live streaming from CES, and I have quite a few people already lined up for some interesting interviews, and hopefully we'll see some cool gear that makes it to the market. So that's coming up, as I said, on January 6th, and myself will be there, along with Wildman Mike, and we'll keep you tuned to what's going to happen when we get there. You'll know more next week. So if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. If you're old, welcome back. The easiest way to watch the Gadget Professor is go to my homepage, which is thegadgetprofessor.com. You also could find me on any glass surface, anywhere there's a browser. You could find me on the Roku box. We have our own channel there. We have a channel, I guess, on every browser in the world, so it's real easy to find the Gadget Professor, and you could certainly watch us on iTunes. Just click on iTunes and subscribe to the show. Speaking of subscribing to the show, you really want to subscribe to the show notes. If you go down halfway and click right here onto the newsletter button, click this right here, put your email address in, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is ready, you will get the show notes sent to you positively free in your inbox. I don't use your email for anything except sending you the show notes. The reason you want the show notes is because everything we talk about on the show is very nice and neat, hot linked on this email, and all you have to do is just click the hot link and it will take it to the news article or to the gadget or the software that we are talking about. If you would like to follow me on Facebook, that's easy to do. Just go to Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. You can post a question, and I'll post the answer there. You can watch the show also on Facebook. We do have it there. There you go. And last but not least, you can follow me on Rebel Mouse. Now, Rebel Mouse is a page that takes our tweets and very quickly puts them into a graphic representation. So there's two ways you can really get to the Gadget Professor and find out what's going on. One is by emailing me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. So if you have a question, you can email me. Or if you want to follow what's going on in the gadget world, just go to the Rebel Mouse page and or follow me at Twitter. It would be @gadgetprofessor. Okay, enough about that. Let's get right into it. Everybody knows by now that Sony's been really hacked. In fact, people are saying that it's the worst hack in United States history. And it's a very dangerous hack in the sense that they think it's a government that's hacked in. They think it's North Korea. And here's a little article by Time Magazine, I guess, or Time.com, and they talk about why they feel it's the people from North Korea. And they, as you know by now, hacked into the Sony website and really compromised it to the point where they had to talk to their employees about how to protect themselves and their data. And they also have decided as of today, actually last night, to not show the movie The Interview, which was about the assassination of the North Korean dictator, if you will. So that will be something interesting to follow. It should be very scary to everybody that someone hacking into a website can do that much damage so quickly, and that the company Sony, who has spent millions and millions of dollars putting and producing this film, it's ready to go. They've decided, I think, for world safety, not to take the chance and air the movie. So we'll have to keep our eye on that and see what's developing. But it's very troublesome to me to think that, you know, you can be hacked. When I say you, not only you, but large companies are being hacked daily, and they can use this information as blackmail. It's a very, very slippery slope we're walking there. Okay, speaking of hacking, UC Berkeley servers have been hacked, and yesterday they compromised the personal data of only 1,600 people, but UC Berkeley officials say that only about, well, not only, but 1,600 people have been hacked and had their social security and or credit numbers stolen by hackers who infiltrated the campus services and databases. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. The article will be in the show notes. It speaks for itself. All right, let's have some fun. It's the holiday season. You can go to this site. It's called TouchNote, and it's a very clever idea. Have you ever taken a photograph or a bunch of photos on your smartphone? I know I have. And you want to use that photo as a postcard, but you got to send it to yourself and then print it out and then mail it to whoever it is that you want. So this company has a really cool idea, and it's not expensive. You can basically send a Christmas card to anybody that you want, or any other kind of a postcard to anybody that you want, simply by selecting the photo that you have on your smartphone. And right here, you can send an extra special Christmas card for just $3.98, including the postage. You send it to this company, they will print the photo for you in a postcard and actually mail it. You can also send just a beautiful glossy print with a little note there for $1.99, and that includes the shipping. So it's certainly a very handy thing to know if you want to do that and you're away and you want to send someone a nice gift. This is a cool way to do it. Or you could design a pack of beautiful Christmas cards to write and deliver yourself, to deliver to yourself, and the envelopes are included, and on and on and on. And you can download this app for free from the iPhone App Store. So definitely check that out. And here's a neat site that I'm toying with now. I haven't spent a lot of time on it, but it's called Social Fixer. And man, I need this more than anybody. But what Social Fixer will do, and of course it's a free download, is it will enhance your Facebook and remove annoyances. So Social Fixer for Facebook plugs into your browser and improves the existing Facebook.com website, in other words, your page. You get to pick which features you want to use. It will filter your news feed by keywords, author, or more. It gives you tab news feeds. It hides parts of the page you don't want to see. It doesn't show your post you've already read. It will auto switch to the most recent news feeds, and it will allow you to add some customization to the themes, plus a whole bunch of other things. And it does a lot, and it costs a little. It costs nothing. So check that out if you really want to spruce up your Facebook page. And now, keeping things in the free mode, aren't you having fun? Here is a site that's called WeTransfer. Now, WeTransfer will transfer large files from you to someone else. And if you've ever had a large file that your email system wouldn't happen, WeTransfer is the type of company that you would use to help you transfer those large files. Now, you get 2 gigabits to transfer for free. And that's a pretty good price. And if you want to do more, you can upgrade to WeTransfer Plus, and that's 10 megabytes. And obviously, they're going to charge you for that. So you can read all about this. It's very simple to use. There's passwords, encoding on this, and encryption, I believe. And it's a great way to secure and transfer files. Now, here's a free movie for you. In fact, here's a couple free movies for you. If you go to Google Play, you will find out that The Lord of Rings is available right now for free. And if you scroll down, you'll find one, The Lords of Ring Action and Adventure is $2.99. And over here you have The Hobbit for free. And here's another one, and here's another one. The Warner Brothers Entertainment movie, that's also for free. So check out Google Play. They, from time to time, offer you free music and free movies, as they're doing right now. Now, here's a cool app. This is called SortPad, and it's free. And what I like about this is SortPad is significantly better, at least for me, to organize my photos than what I have right now on my new iPhone 6. I actually switched over to the evil side, and I am now using an iPhone 6. I have to admit, I do like it. The only complaint that I have so far, and I haven't figured out why, is it seems to automatically dial the last person that I've called for some unknown reason. There must be something that I'm doing that's making this phone constantly redial the last person that I've spoke to. I'm sure it's something I'm doing. I'll report back on it, but I think it's user error. Other than that, I'm loving it, and I love FaceTime. So enough said. So getting back to SortPad. SortPad will allow you to sort your iPhone photos at the speed of your thought. Forget the chaos on your camera roll. Searching for your most cherished photos shouldn't be tiresome. So essentially what they do is they set up an interface, as you can see here, and basically with one thumb, you can flick that photograph into a folder. Your favorites, cool stuff, show friends, private, print someday, all kinds of things, sent to Dropbox. So there's a plethora of folders here that you can just by one flick of the thumb sort your photographs out. It's a very, very nice app. So check that out. Now, speaking of checking things out, we're all concerned about hacking. We're all concerned about viruses. So I have dug up a free antivirus software. It's called, well, this is actually a virus removal tool, and it's made by Sophos, and it's free. So if you're infected with a virus or you're unsure whether your existing antivirus software has detected and removed the particular virus, if you're having problems, you want to download this free Sophos virus removal tool. This can help. Use the cutting-edge technology found in our enterprise-grade software. This powerful tool detects all types of malicious software on your computer, including viruses, spyware, rootkits, which are nasty, and conflictors, and results and returns it into a working state. The tool has direct access to a virus database at Sophos Labs, and the global network threat of researchers pull this stuff together and they review it. So this is totally free, and you can download that, and I think you'll find it a very handy tool. They also have obviously software that you could pay for, and for you Mac fans out there, Sophos has an antivirus pack available to download for free on your Mac, and you also can download a free antivirus software for your Windows system, all on Sophos, and that will be on and in the show notes. Now, rolling right along, we have more. Pick to Shop. Now, Pick to Shop is a free applet, free basic download on any type of system that you have, if it's a Droid or any type of iPad or iPod type of device. It works on both platforms. It's available on iTunes for free. And this is called Pick to Shop. And basically, it's a bar scanner and a QR reader. So why would you want that? Not only because it's free, but what this will do is it will instantly give you everybody who's selling that same item. So I'm just making this up. Let's just say you're in Amazon. I'm sorry, you're not going to be in Amazon. You're going to be in Walmart. And all you do is scan in the barcode, as you see right here. And as soon as you scan that in, it will do a search. And if you notice here on the right-hand side, it instantly comes up with Amazon, eBay, Wishlist, Waterstones, Cosmox, Allurbis, Ureed, eCrater, Sanem. I never even heard of it. But it shows you what it's selling for everywhere else, so you get a good price comparison. And there may be situations where if you're in Walmart, you might find it cheaper on Amazon or eBay or whatever, and it will let you make a smart, informed decision before you pull the crank and buy something. So definitely check that out. It's called Pick to Shop. And Pick to Shop is also available on Google Play or the Android platform, so there's no excuse not to have Pick to Shop. And now what we're going to do is we are going to go into our gadget of the day. And folks, this is rapidly becoming one of my top five favorite gadgets. I really like this thing. It's a little expensive, but the lights got me. And what it is, it's a JBL Pulse Bluetooth speaker. This is a wireless JBL quality fidelity in a Bluetooth ready light show. And everybody knows that the Gadget Professor has a weakness for colored lights. I'm still trying to figure out why, but I do. JBL has always made a quality product, and this little device gives you absolutely outstanding sound quality, Bluetooth capability, and it also acts as a hands-free answering service, if you will. It will answer your cell phone for you, your smartphone, automatically or by the push of a button. So that's very nice. Now, what's very cool about this is it comes, well, the box isn't that cool, but this is what it looks like. And I'll read a little bit about what the JBL Pulse does. It's a wireless sound system with a rechargeable battery, streaming, Bluetooth streaming, and LED light show. This is a very interesting device. It will last for 5 hours on a charge, which is a long time, especially when the lights are going on and off. And what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to pause for a second. You won't see it, but I'm going to turn the lights off that are shining on me so you can actually get a better feel for what this JBL Pulse Dancing Light Show looks like. Now, what's really cool about this is I mentioned it's Bluetooth, and that's not anything that's that cool, but I'm going to go on to my my iPad mini here. And what's very nice about this is it comes with its own app. And you actually download the app for free onto your smart device. And what it will do is it will actually allow you to change the color pattern, the lights, the color of the lights, the timing of the lights, and it does a lot of cool things. So I have turned it on right now, and I'm waiting for my iPad to find it. So while I'm doing that, I'm going to take a quick pause, and we'll be back in a second. Okay, so I'm back, and I don't know if even turning off the lights helped, because this is a very difficult light to get this type of camera to show up, but I have the intensity on low, and what I can do on this app, and I hope you can see it, is right now I'm going to go one notch up on the intensity, and again, I doubt you could see this, but you can also change the color. Right now, again, I don't know if you can see this, it's blue and orange, and just by using one of the sliders for the color, I can make it white and yellow, and blue and yellow, so on and so forth. And I'll just put it on, well, that's red and white. I'm trying to pick out a color that doesn't have white in it, so that's about as close as I'm going to get. Now, let's turn down the speed, so the speed of the lights actually change, and we can actually make it go faster, the speed of the light. Now, what's also nice is I have different settings on this. And I'm going to try to keep that intensity low so you can see that I could change this to an equalizer, special effects. This is called breath. This is called chill. This is called fog. And this is all very easily accessible just by using the touchpad. And this is called meteor. And there are about 6 different settings that you can choose from, and they're always adding more. They've just added, I think, 6 more this week. This is called fire, and again, I don't know if you can see this at all. This is called dance. This is called robot, wave, neon, which I really like. Hopefully you can see the colors in this effect. And here is club. And now we'll do rainbow. And now what I'll do is I'll go back and I will pick up the intensity, and it might make it worse, it might make it better, I just don't know. So now it's on high intensity. And you also have the ability on the top of this device to increase the intensity just by sliding your finger in a rotational manner, and that will actually make it lighter or darker, depending upon which way you're going. So this really works cool, and you're going to say, well, how loud can it get? It can get pretty loud. So let's pump it up.
But I'm in good one.
I'm not even all the way up. I still got about 3 more notches. So let's go back and get some lights on here, and we'll finish up this review. Okay, folks, so I'm back, and I have this on a reasonably low volume right now, and hopefully you can see this thing doing its mystical, magical dance. It's a really cool gadget. I definitely recommend it and like it a lot. The only thing that I will tell you is that it's quite expensive for what it is. If you take a look at the website, it's $199.95. It's close to $200, which is a lot of money for this and probably overpriced. That said, they are now, because of Black Friday and Christmas, so on and so forth, I was able to pick this up for $149, which is still pretty steep. But I must admit, the quality is absolutely excellent. The quality is absolutely excellent. And it can fill up a whole room with sound. And I love the light show. And at night, when the gadget professor tries to sleep, I put this on, and it gives me good sound. And also, I get a little light show. So it's a very expensive item for what it is. I think the price is probably around $100. But it is a very high-quality item. And you know what? You're going to pay for that light show. And if you want something that's pretty unique and pretty cool, this is definitely it. Now, here's the kicker. As you can see on this website, it's $199.95. Let's call it $200. So I bought this, and it's from JBL. I bought it right from JBL, as I said, for $149. And I wanted one of these probably for about 8 months now. When I saw it at $149, I figured I'll try it. If I didn't like it, they had a 30-day return policy. It was expensive, but the quality of the sound, it's well worth it to me. Now, here's the part that really, really annoys you. You spent $149 for this. You got it, and you like it. Two days later, I'm checking out my deal sites, okay? And I come across this, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Now, this is called the JBL Pulse. Here's the box. You've seen the device. And here it is for $55. I paid, like, let's just say $100 more than I had to. $55. You got to be kidding me. And it was on a well-known site that I go to, NCrowd, who I've bought things from before. So for $55, I'm going to buy another one. I'm going to give it to Wild Man Mike or my daughter or my granddaughter, even for that matter, because it's well worth $55, and it's the exact same thing. So I'm reading very carefully because I'm the gadget professor, and I read the specs, and I got the box right here. It's the exact same specs, if you can believe it or not. And I read the fine print. Didn't say too much about the device, just about the return policy. But everything is exactly the same. So the gadget professor kicked in the $55, and I got this yesterday. So it says Pulse right on it. And if you look at the boxes, they're pretty much identical. But this one says JBL, and this one, I'm sorry, this box says JBL Pulse. And this one just says Pulse. It does not say JBL. So, here is the device that I purchased. And I got to tell you, you cannot tell the difference. The specs are the same. The weight's the same. Everything's the same. The only thing that you can tell physically looking at the devices is that the JBL has white paint to indicate whether it's on, off, loud, or Bluetooth. This just has black embossing, if you will, where you just click it that way. And other than that, they are identical. After careful observation, as I turn them on the back, you'll never see this, but the JBL just has a small mini USB port for charging like you'd find on the Android system. But this one has also that same port. It also has the auxiliary in. But this one seems to have a USB and a TF, whatever that is, on it. Now, the instructions, this is pretty interesting. Instruction books look exactly the same, except the one from JBL says JBL on it, and the one that's not JBL just says Pulse. But Folks, boiling it down, saving you a lot of agony, this is a knockoff. This is a knockoff. Now, the question is it a knockoff that's worth $55? If it does everything and sounds as good as the JBL, is it worth it? Well, here's the problem. When I got this, I charged it up, and I turned it on, and immediately after turning this device on, I noticed that the LED lights are showing through. I can actually see the LED lights, which kind of looks kind of Christmassy, and it's not as cool as the JBL. That was the first thing that I noticed. The second thing that I noticed, which really was a bummer, it doesn't work. You cannot adjust the lights on this like you're supposed to, and it says that you can, and none of the other features work whatsoever, nothing. The app doesn't work with it, but even if the app did, there's no way I could change this pulsation like I can on the JBL. And sound-wise, it's loud, but it doesn't have quite the fidelity that the JBL does. The JBL is a little clearer. Is this worth $55? Well, it's not worth $55 because they really made it seem like you're getting the JBL and it's not anywhere near the quality. And aside from that, it doesn't work. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. I don't get all the patterns that I'm supposed to get. So I'm a little annoyed, and I just figured this out today. So I have sent them an email and complained about it, and I will certainly be able to return it. I'll keep you posted on it, but boy, you know, you talk about knockoffs. Wow. Wow. You cannot tell the difference until you turn them on. Yeah, it does go loud. It does work on the Bluetooth, but it's nowhere near what the JBL pulse is. So the bottom line is, I guess you get what you pay for, but I thought I was going to get a real bargain here, and we'll see. I am going to give them the opportunity to replace this. Perhaps it is malfunctioning, and maybe it's like not dead on arrival, but it doesn't have the functionality. Maybe it got bumped. I don't know. But for $55, if this works and gives me that same quality light show, I'll probably keep it for $55. As I said, give it to a present. And hopefully Mike doesn't watch this episode, and he'll think he got the real pulse when he really got the $55 one. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I'll talk to everybody next week and fill you in on what's going to happen at CES. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.